Hello and welcome to the Nacho Show. This is Ignacio Valdez here, transmitting live from Ogden, Utah. Such a beautiful day today. And today is May 19, 2022. Our dear United States of America is going through rough times currently. Rough times economically, morally, and spiritually. American citizens are looking for ways to walk through life as best as they can and overcome this that is afflicting our country. And for this, we have two fantastic guests that will help us out to find that comfort, to find that what American citizens are looking for, and not just American citizens, you know, people all around the world. And we have two fantastic individuals, and we're going to go ahead and bring them in, Mark and LaTroy. How are you guys?
Good, doing good. Thank you for having us here today.
Fantastic. Mark.
Yeah, very excited to be here. Thank you, Ignacio.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, I invited you guys to this episode, and today we're going to talk about perilous times in the United States of America. We do understand that our current leadership is definitely afflicting our country badly. We all are being affected by the economy. We all are being affected by the wrong decisions being taken place. You know, this podcast is very political and everything like that. But I guess we could take it a little bit easier here, and I'm going to try to take it easier now. You know, because what we're all about here now is you know, to find hope, you know, to find comfort in these times of need. Now, I want you guys to let you know that Mark and LaTroy, they do have a really nice thing called Internal Awakening. And I would encourage all of you to go to their website, www.internalawakening.com. And then that way you guys will be able to see the information that they have. Mark, can you please talk to us a little bit about what is Internal Awakening, and how can we benefit of you guys' support for these perilous times?
That's a great question, Ignacio. So to just speak briefly on what Internal Awakening is both Troy and myself have had experiences along our journey in life that have led us to search for answers, like a lot of people are looking for answers. As we're searching for those answers, as I was searching for those answers, I ended up having what I consider to be an internal awakening, where I realized that a lot of what I was holding inside was really showing up outside. So my journey led me to connect with Troy, and he had some pretty aggressive and similar experiences as myself, and he had an internal awakening of his own. So we joined together in our goal to help other people understand what's going on inside of them. Because we can easily, and this topic is a perfect rendition of that, is that we can get consumed by what's going on outside of us. And that diminishes our ability to really become more of what we are and what we can do and become and bring to the table. So briefly speaking, Internal Awakening is a company. We're on Facebook, and it's a way to help people understand themselves, their heart, and what they are in the system, in the overall system that is here with us. And it really is to help people look inside more rather than get caught up in the outside. As we all know, there's only so much we can do about the outside, yeah. But we can do more about the outside if we have the inside in order, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely fantastic. It's, in order to change the world, we really need to work on on what's inside of us first, you know, what's in our hearts and what's in our souls. And then that way we can, you know, proclaim or be an example to others. You know, that's, you know, what we learn from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's how I take it here. Now, LeTroy, you have been in this in this podcast before, so welcome again. Mark mentioned something pretty interesting that you and him had similar experiences, and then you were a key factor in order to take this internal awakening, you know, steps further, and get you guys going with this. So can you remind us briefly about your near-death experience, if you would? I mean, obviously, this is a very personal thing, but, you know, our audience will definitely be super happy to learn more about it. Talk to us about your experience and what made you be awake, you know, as far as taking action on your, you know, in your life and take your life in a different direction.
It's a good place to start, Ignacio. This is the real conversation of where this stuff is, right? For me, I spent my whole adult life living out there, living in fear, running from myself, not taking ownership for myself and my own life. So I was a sheep for a very long time, just looking for validation from other people, looking to climb the corporate ladder. The model that I had for my life, the model that was passed down to me, and the model that I agreed to, it was very wrong. And it created a life that I chose for myself. And it was really hard to understand that my life was the way it was because I was creating it. I was choosing it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this experience with you want to take my life, it was because all the stuff that I had put inside of me over all those years, at some point had to come out, right? Everything we put inside of us has no choice but to come out. Now, you can relate this to the nature of what's going on in our nation, right? We're having people issues, right? So on this particular day is when my awakening happened, right? Mm-hmm. I was challenged. God gave me an opportunity to face myself. And as I was laying there in my bed, motionless, this question came to me. Do you want to live or do you want to die, Troy? And here was the first time that I made a commitment to myself and said, I want to live. And then something happened inside of me. As you're talking about God, Ignacio, I had been looking for something my entire life. And I hadn't realized what I was looking for. I couldn't find because it was myself that I was looking for when I woke up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was looking for permission and validation for this feeling from people, from society, from media to feel good about myself. Right. But now I felt my heart for the first time. My eyes were seeing things anew. My life changed with a choice.
Mm-hmm.
To choose myself, right? Now, we're talking about leadership here. Learning to take ownership of my own life and to lead myself so that I can lead others. And I understand now why my life had been so messy. There was something inside of me that was looking to come out. And I began to actually commit to myself for the first time in my life. And it changed the whole trajectory of my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So it changed your life for the better. Now, and you know, a lot of people out there, you know, they do have that that type of feeling going on currently because of, you know, either it's the economy or, you know, the type of politics that are currently going around. And, you know, the destruction comes from within. If we do not fix ourselves, then society will, you know, will tell us, will destroy us, you know, one way or the other, you know, how things are going right now. So yeah, it is definitely important that, you know, that we take, matters in on our own hands, and then, fix what's going on. Now, Mark, I really would love to hear a little bit more about your story. You know, what made you, be internally awake, and I'm not woke, because, you know, woke is a stupid thing going on right now. So be awake, not woke. But Mark, go ahead and talk to us more about your experience. I'm not that much of aware of that.
Okay, sure. So currently I'm 51 years old, and I feel that my life has been really in sections. But to discuss the awakening moment that I had, it was, I think, halfway into my life. I was 25, 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that point, my life had been, and I like how Troy says this, just messy enough that I was being shown things on a regular basis. Now, similar to a lot of people, I did kind of have a sloppy beginning, and I don't elaborate too much on that. A lot of us have experienced that in our past. A lot of people have had dissatisfaction and, you know, troubles in their childhood and so on and so forth. And I feel that that's all part of our human experience, is that we all experience different things. And, you know, without going into too much depth about why that occurs, there is a system here that, whether or not we are aware of it, we are implementing. And that our experiences are in harmony with the vibration we're holding. Now, we have a host of programs. I'm sure that many of the audience has heard of paradigms.
Yeah.
And is that it kind of can be a buzzword for people. But our paradigm is nothing more than the host of our automatic programs that run without our really needing to do anything about it. And the experiences that I had when I was younger, of course, created a specific vibration in me. And that would go out and create the reality I was experiencing. And that was getting worse as I got older. So, you know, without laboring too much on what had occurred to create that vibration, I realized that my life was just getting messier and messier as I got into my 20s. And I wasn't sure why at that time. All I knew is that things got harder and harder, and I was engaged. I had a lot of family issues at the time. I had a lot of personal issues at the time, and that engagement was a very difficult and restrictive energy. And we, some months, are arguing and disagreeing on a lot of things, to which that led to us breaking up. And that was the catalyst for life to show me that was the last thing I had to hold on to, was that relationship. Because, and I believe this now deep in my heart, at that time, I was acknowledging all the things that were going on in me that I could change, that I could see that I didn't like, and I could do something about. And I wasn't doing anything about it. So, of course, it was getting worse and worse. It's sort of like having a plug sink and the water's running and all the water's pouring out of the sink onto the floor, and you're just watching it. And as you watch it, just more and more water's pouring on the floor. So I got to a place where it was so dark. I was in so much pain, and I felt so lost and alone that I became suicidal. And at that time, I knew nothing about being in that space. But I quickly learned that when you are that low, you really don't want anyone else to know about it. And you just want the pain to stop.
Yeah.
And I don't honestly believe that, you know, us as spiritual beings, that we would have any other reason to get to that place and that point, unless we're just in so much suffering that we'll want to do anything to stop that suffering. And I did make an attempt on my life. I failed at it. I'm very grateful that I was scared to feel too much pain, and I messed that up. In the hospital, you know, needing to talk to somebody as they took care of me. And that was my spiritual awakening. My inside awakening was the moment that I realized that I had just been what I was taught to be up until that point. A single thought occurred to me, and it changed my life forever. And I find that interesting, And I wonder just how many people mm-hmm. in the world today, especially in this country, that one thought could change their life forever of seeing their own capability and their own ability and power to do something different for themselves. The mm-hmm. thought was, I've only been what I've been up until now because I've known nothing else. What if I just choose something I want to be and just focus on that? And it was such an interesting thought. All this love just poured into my heart. And I just felt this absolute expansion of understanding that I have been on this track, this horse blinder track for mm-hmm. so long without really realizing that I could step off that path at any time I chose and do something new. So that was the beginning of my awakening, of really understanding that my life was a culmination of what I had been taught. And now I can teach myself something new. And within less than a year, I changed so much about my life, the way I dressed, the way I took care of myself, got a better job, made more money, and then bought just a few things just to kind of lighten things up, go out and shop for some new clothes, really encourage mm-hmm. my feel I'm in a new space, bought a new car, met the woman of my dreams, and we're still married today. All this happened within a year, and my life flipped completely around and started going in the right direction. And similar to one of my mentors, Bob Proctor, when that happened to him, he spent the rest of his life really going towards, why did that happen? I want to know why this happened to me. And I believe that that's what we've done here in Internal Awakening, is really investigate that turnaround, that shift, that influx of passion and love in our lives that turned all the misery on its head. And now we're thinking in possibility and solution-based, and we're exploring our inner ability to create the life we'd love outside of ourselves. And that's been my journey ever since.
Wow, that's a fantastic story right there. Yeah, thanks so much for sharing that. So definitely, we all, we're going to talk about this further in our next segment of the show about how this internal awakening can definitely help us in society. Now, Latroy, can you elaborate a little bit more on the changes that you have experienced about being awake? Because Mark mentioned more about how we all are very susceptible to paradigms and dogmas and those things that keeps us oppressed to a certain point, and it keeps us in jail, in spiritual jail. How has that worked for you?
It's a great question. And great questions, right? Empowering questions hook our mind.
Of course.
It took me a while to realize the conversation that we're having with ourselves, right? Yeah. The conversation is the place where we live. Then secondary is the stuff outside. That's a result of what's going on in the inside, right? I realized from that experience that God had been trying to get my attention for a very long time. It took something so adverse to get my attention, right? That I can only experience myself, to stay in my own lane, right? Mm-hmm. I don't need no one's permission to go out and to bring value to people.
Yeah.
I don't need validation from people to do the thing that's in my heart that I desire, right? To go out there and do the thing that we're not here just to make some money, buy some things, go on some trips, the accolades, the vanity. I believe that's not why we're here as human beings, right? We're talking about leadership. You can look at the nature of the politics in our country, right? And I remember having a few conversations with a few of these politicians that if we can't lead ourselves, right, then what business do we have being in a platform where we're trying to lead other people? right? If we can't help ourselves, then maybe this might not be the space for you, because we're all in the people business.
Yeah. Right?
And when you bring value to another person's life, right? When you create the win-win situation, right? When you plant that seed instead of the fear, the insecurity, the confusion, the resentment, the hate, all the stuff that you see going on around us right now, right? Those things mm-hmm. can only be what they are. But if I keep putting love in my own heart, and this, it changed everything for my life, Ignacio, to answer a question. Mm-hmm. Prior to this experience, I was another month, I would have been divorced. Right. I was about, at that time, about 14 years into my marriage. Another month, I would have been divorced. I didn't know where I was going to live. Right. My head, my mind was lost. My mind was in this place of chaos and fear. I didn't like my job, even though I made pretty decent money at the time. Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't like myself at the end of the day when I lay down. There were all these things going on, and that one choice turned everything around. Right. Saved my marriage, my finances, paid my 15-year mortgage off. Right. Once we begin to understand what we're capable as human beings, how one person can change an entire community, right? You look at all the great leaders over time, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, you could go on and on and on, right? Mm-hmm. See this pattern, right? This is what the world is doing, but this is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to bring it regardless. And to realize that we all have that potential inside of us. And how it's done is from the inside out. You help yourself. You lead yourself first. Then you can lead your family and your children. Then you can lead your community. Then you can lead your nation. But if we aren't able to choose this path of leading ourselves first, can we really help anybody else?
Wow. And yeah, right there, you mentioned something super important. And it is, you know, and again, and I cannot stress this enough. It's looking to master ourselves first, and then outside of ourselves is, you know, something else that, you know, we either have no control over or. Anything. So let me before we go to a commercial break, I'm just going to talk of about a story that it was funny. It was super funny. And I really hope my mother-in-law does not hear this episode. So we do have a trampoline, you know, on our backyard. And so... and it was snowing, you know, super, super hard. And I took a picture, you know, of the outside. And I didn't realize, you know, obviously, you know, the trampoline was outside or anything like that. So there was tons of snow, and it was like the snow was on the trampoline. So what I posted on Facebook is that, oh, I really love the snow, and it looks so beautiful and everything like that. So I'm grateful to God, you know, for this moist and whatnot. So then my mother-in-law posted, you know, on the comments, she said, you need to put that trampoline underneath, you know, some, you know, underneath under something that will cover it up, because that trampoline is going to break and it's not going to last you forever. And obviously, you know, I'm a son-in-law and I'm a guy. I'm 42 years old. I don't freaking care. I can buy another one, you know. So I was like, okay, whatever. So the next day, her and my father-in-law, they have to go down to Salt Lake. But on the way down, like, they got out of their way to our house in order for her to move that trampoline, you know, into, you know, and inside of a roof that we have. So she did that. And then the questions that I was asking myself, I was like, why did she have to do that? You know, like, why you know, it's my property. It is, you know, my stuff, and I should be worried about it, not her. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm not putting her in the spot. But what I'm saying is that, you know, like, why would we have to try to solve other people's problems when we have our own? You know, and when we come back from our commercial break, you know, we'll talk more about that, you know, because the United States of America, we are a self-reliant country. You know, we do have our own resources. We do have problems that we need to solve, you know, for ourselves. And we should not take care of the problems of other countries. But we'll go ahead and talk about this. We're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Thanks for watching The Nacho Show.
Nacho Graphics is a professional graphic design company that offers unlimited graphic design services to small, medium, and large businesses. We pride ourselves on providing high-quality, affordable design services that are customized to meet the specific needs of our clients. Our team of talented designers is passionate about creating unique, eye-catching designs that will help your business stand out from the competition. Whether you need a new logo or marketing materials, we will work with you to create a custom solution that fits your needs and exceeds your expectations. At Nacho Graphics, we understand that each company has different graphic design needs. That's why we offer an unlimited graphic design service that can be customized to fit the specific needs of your business. We believe that great design should be accessible to all businesses, regardless of size. So, if you're looking for a graphic design company that can provide you with high-quality custom designs at an affordable price, look no further than Nacho Graphics. Contact us today to learn more about our unlimited graphic design services and how we can help your business grow. Check out our website, www.nachographics.com, or call 801-869-0523.
As a small business owner, you know that having a website is crucial to your success. But what you may not know is that designing and developing a website can be expensive. That's where Solidify Web comes in. Solidify Web offers affordable website design and development that will produce a website that is clean and tailored to fit your business needs. Plus, we offer search engine optimization services to help you obtain top rankings for your desired search terms, driving qualified leads to your site. Creating a website for your business is one of the most important things you can do in today's economy. Your website is your storefront and first impression for many potential customers. It is crucial that you have a clean, fresh, and well-designed website that represents your business the best way possible. We can create a stunning website for you that is both easy to use and navigate and ranks high in search engines. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help you take your business to the next level. As a physician, Dr. Robinson personally treated thousands of patients for their accident-related injuries, and as such, has an in-depth understanding of your physical complaints and injuries. It was at this time that Dr. Robinson discovered the difficulties of dealing with auto insurance companies. We know how difficult it can be for someone to handle their own case. Our personal injury law firm is dedicated to helping others navigate the difficulties involved in auto accident injuries, slip and fall injuries, brain injuries, trucking accidents, dog bite injuries, pedestrians and wrongful death cases. Why handle it alone? You can now have a law firm with not only legal experience, but also medical experience. Our attorneys and staff are focused on achieving the best possible outcome for you. Get what you deserve. At the Robinson Injury Law, you will be able to speak directly with your attorney. You may be just a number with other law firms and auto insurance companies, but at Robinson Injury Law, your case is our priority. Robinson Injury Law. Helping accident injury victims is all we do. Call today for a free consultation to see if you have a case. Utah 801-845-HURT-4878.
The Elliott Group Way is a philosophy to elevate the merchant services industry and increase the trust factor between merchants and processors by offering consultative, local, and proactive customer care to help you grow your business and reach your goals. We do things differently around here. Not only do we provide top-level products and services that work, we are your partner and ensure you affordable merchant services with our best rate guarantee. On top of that, we offer next-day funding so you can have peace of mind knowing your money will be in the bank quickly. When you choose EMG, you're choosing a partner that cares about your success. Let us show you the EMG way today. We also offer next-day funding so you can get your money as soon as possible. In addition, we offer a cash discount program so you can save money on your merchant services. So, if you're looking for an effective merchant services company that can provide you with low fees, contact us today to learn more about our merchant services at 801-362-2968.
All right, and welcome back to the Nacho Show. We do all appreciate you being here with us. And we have two fantastic gentlemen with us today, Mark and Latroy Woods. And don't forget to go to their website, internal-awakening.com. I post it right here in front of all of you guys. Go to the website. They do have fantastic programs to help you elevate your vibration, to be in harmony to your goals, to improve your mentality, and stay away from old paradigms and dogmas. So anyway, so that's it. Internal-awakening.com. What do you guys think? Good? Yeah? And Solidify Web actually created that website for them. So definitely very well made. Fantastically. Anyway. All right. Well, welcome back, guys. And okay. So now let's get political here. And feel free to, to be so. Because right now, politically, you know, we're being beaten up. And and I talked a little bit about, you know, how, you know, we can solve our problems internally, you know, from within, and also how we can be destroyed from within, you know, the things that we think and everything like that. Now, the United States of America works as a huge mechanism. It's a fantastic mechanism that has been elaborated. And our founding fathers definitely created the United States of America in a way that God created the earth. And the way that it is, and this is something that I talk about on all of my shows, is that you come to America, and regardless of who you are, you can succeed. It happened to me, you know, and the system does not just benefit only person from one race. It benefits people from all races. And I give you my testimony about this because I'm also an entrepreneur, you know. You guys also entrepreneurs. And the system has definitely benefited you guys the same way that it has benefited me. And we have individuals that are multimillionaires and billionaires that are other races. So I just don't understand why there's people that say that the United States of America is racist. And I mean, that's just a lie, you know. And it just drives me super insane, you know. And Mark, you were going to say something.
You know what? I'm always processing as conversation's going on, Ignacio. And, you know, when it comes to sensitive public topics like this, it is interesting because we can, and everybody has the opportunity to choose. Now, an Einstein quote here where he had said at one point, the single most important thing we need to decide. And I'd like to pause there and say that again, decide whether or not our environment is hostile or friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take a second and think about that. Decide. So what you're saying is that there's not what's going on outside of me and I have no choice in the matter. I have to fix what is there. What did he mean by that? Decide whether or not it's hostile or friendly. And what we found is, what we found is that when you make the decision that your environment is friendly, you will then use what's called your RAS, so your reticular activating system. That's part of our brain function to look for other things that are lined up with that. So when you feel that you're around a lot of great people, you will find more great people. But if you feel you're in a hostile environment and you're being threatened all the time and people are standoffish and, as you put, racist, then if you look for that, you will find more of that.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that occurred to me while you were talking about that, is that I feel a lot of times I agree that we could weigh in on a lot of situations. We can come up with things that we would agree are bad. We come up with things we could agree are good. But in political, as it were, isn't that the challenge? Is that there's so many points of view and so many different people thinking and feeling so many different things, that to try to come to an agreement on certain topics can be a challenge. So that's what was coming to me while you were saying that, is that there are some people who will point out specific situations, and we can always find an example of anything. It's one example of something in front of us and say, that's the way it is. And I'm sure you've heard that many times before. Mm-hmm. When someone says everything is a certain way, there generally is one person that will find one example that's outside that box so that they can disprove that it's always that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is generally what we see in these areas, is that, you know, what's going on the inside? Here we are back to that inside conversation. If what's going on in the inside of me is I'm fearing, and fear being the topic here, if I'm fearing there's a lot of racism out there, then I'm going to find more of it because my focus is searching for it. And
right.
I'm looking for that. Whereas I have found so many groups and so many people that are very accepted of all walks of life, all races, all sexes, sexual preference, right? I've met so many great people that are open to the freedoms of all. And isn't that interesting? But I feel that my heart was searching for that. Whereas maybe in the past, I was taught a lot of that restrictive behavior. So I was searching for other things instead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I really like what you said about, you know, whatever we think about, we actually attract, you know, like, and if people, and I've seen, you know, people talking about this a lot. It's like, you know, I always get pulled over just because I'm black, or, you know, or just because I'm Hispanic, you know, and, you know, because that's where your mindset is. And if you keep thinking about this type of stuff, then it's going to keep occurring to you. Does that make sense? So now, Latroy, let's talk about this for a moment here. There's a lot of disparity about sending aid to other countries. But first of all, you know, you're African American, but you are an American. Obviously, you weren't born in Africa, of course. You're an American. What is your stance on this? You know, as far as you know, the left saying that the United States is racist.
This is a great question, right? Because this goes in so many different aspects, right? Let's just look at it from a general standpoint, how do you help another human being first?
Yeah.
Can you really help another human being? Now, I believe that you cannot. You can influence them. You can guide them. But the choice is always there. And this is what's great about our nation here is we have choice to help ourselves first, right, is the real question. Yeah. Are we able to help ourselves first, right, instead of being, I can relate this to my own personal self. I was a people pleaser for a very long time in my life, looking to please the family members, the job, church, all these other different avenues. And I put myself second. Now, that's not a win-win situation. It was very destructive. And this is part of what led to this experience with my suicide. I believe we take care of ourselves first, right? You lead yourselves first in order to lead other people, because something happens in that process, right? As you begin to feel good as a nation, feel good as about yourself. There's something happening behind the scenes. You know, when you feel good, you make better decisions in your finances, right? Because you're not in that place of the fear you guys are talking about, of scarcity. These conversations that people are having all day, talking about the very things they don't want, but they're talking more about the very thing they don't want, so they show up more.
Yeah.
But to stay in this other place of when you feel good, what happens when you're around your relationships and you feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah.
You bring something very different to the table, to your children, to your community, right? I believe this is a very simple conversation, but this is happening in the construct of the mind first, right? And if you can learn to have communication with other people, you'll be able to see it. It's there showing itself all the time. Right, communication requires talking, but it also requires, more important, is listening to another person.
Yeah.
And if you could do this listening part, you'll find a lot of stuff about what's actually behind the scenes, because whatever's inside of a person has no choice but to come out. I believe our nation can help the rest of the world in more profound ways by helping ourselves first. Show them what real leadership looks like. Right, then we can take that and bring value to everything else around us. But this happens on an individual level first, always.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you make a commitment to yourself, right, if you make a commitment in your life, can you help your marriage or your relationships if you're not committed to yourself first? Can you help your children? Right, can you lead the way if you're in a place of fear and lack and scarcity? Can you lead the way for them if you're not committed to yourself? Right, this is the real conversation here, is we're not having the situational and circumstantial issues in our nation. We're having people issues.
Yeah,
we fix ourselves, and it's not that something's wrong with us, right, but we understand what's going on inside this body we live in, what's going on in the nature of our mind and the walls we put around our heart. This is the real change that's going to happen. This is the real conversation. And practically nobody has a real conversation anymore. So to answer your question in short, Ignacio, is we help ourselves as a nation first.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. Recently, there's been a lot of debate about sending $40 billion to help Ukraine. And I'm seeing that we have a lot of issues with the baby formula disappearing, you know, from off the shelves. I think we definitely have to fix the problems that we have in our country. And really look for ourselves. You know, I'm not saying, you know, that we have to be selfish or anything like that, but, you know, changes happen, you know, from within. It's either, you know, either good or bad. I think there's an agenda going on right now to destroy our country. And as long as I am alive, I will not allow it. And it just hurts me so much, you know, because, you know, what attracted me to the United States of America is its culture, the American culture, the American lifestyle, the way of being, you know, the language. I mean, I speak the language, you know, I hope I speak it well, but you know, you know what I'm talking about. The food, American food is fantastic. You know, I'm a food guy. So there's so much that is trying to, I don't know. It's just all sorts of attacks, you know, towards our country and towards a way of living. And it is definitely bringing perilous times upon us. In previous episodes that I've had with other great individuals, we've talked about, you know, how is it that we can counterattack those that agenda that is destroying our country. And all I have heard, it was to work locally in our communities, you know, work, you know, at our homes, teaching our children, you know, the good way of living and, you know, being with them and be good citizens of the United States of America. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So what... Mark, what do you think the United States of America needs as far as creating more conscious towards fixing the problems that we have in our country?
That's a fantastic question, Ignacio. And I want to return to something, a quote that is rather old. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And so here in America, I think what we need to do is, again, as Troy was just saying, when we keep it at home, when we work on ourselves, when we take personal responsibility for who we are, what we're paying attention to, what we would love to have. As he said brilliantly, and we find that a lot in our industry, is that one of the biggest shifts we can help people with is shifting the focus of what they don't want and getting them on to what they do want. I had a man who said once brilliantly that it's very important to understand that human beings are really good at seeking out problems in order to solve them. And I would say most people have that in their heart. I want to solve the problem. I can feel that on you. I see problems and I want to solve them. And that is something that we have in our heart. Unfortunately, something we call acknowledgement without inundation is being able to look at a problem without fueling it and making it larger. And this mentor said that, unfortunately, when we look at a problem, we tend to give it all of our energy. And that is what's going to make it larger, because we get in a very restrictive, aggressively frustrated, sometimes even hateful energy towards the issue. And that kind of emotional fuel towards the issue will only give it all our focus. And as you well know, what we focus on grows. So I think that's a great place to start this conversation here. What is it that America needs? Well, can we take responsibility for what our part is to play, while we at the same time seek out those individuals who are driven to be in the political arena, who have the same passion to make great change, and assist them as we want to find these leaders in America that want to be in those positions? Not all of us want to be in that political arena. So what we want to do is find people that are going in the direction we wish the country to go in and support that cause, and to get our attention. Now, not putting any negative connotation on what we're all doing, one of the questions we like to ask people in general is, what are you focused on? What are you paying attention to? The question being is, if we're spending all of our time being distracted, if we're on social media all day, if we're just watching programs all night long, are we actually going and getting engaged in the things that we say we passionately want to see change? Because that's something that I recall learning when I was a child, that my parents and their parents were more involved and engaged in supporting solutions. So what I feel that America could use, we all could use a moment of pause, a deep breath, an acknowledgement that we ourselves may need to, as we've been talking about, work on some things inside and do some shifting inside and get our hearts to be focused on the solution. And that can be a challenge when we've been programmed to be frustrated and intolerant over what's in front of us. Mm-hmm. So something that I think would really benefit us as a country is to get back to where would we love to see the country going towards? And what if we sought out other people and started to work communally as the village to raise the child, to get together in groups that are headed in that direction, to really put passion and focus on solutions? Rather than consistently focus our hearts on what we consider the problem. So I think that's a great place to start.
Excellent. Excellent. So LaTroy, let's go now with you. So on your perspective, what is it that the United States of America needs? You know, Mark mentioned a few wonderful things, you know, like, you know, changing our focus. You know, what are we doing? Are we watching too much TV? You know, are we way too much on social media? You know, Mark mentioned, you know, those things, which is definitely true. You know, I think, I think that we, well, I mean, as far as for me is concerned, I have so many things to do. I don't have way too much time to, you know, to sit down in front of the TV and watch Netflix all day. I really don't. You know, I really would love to. As for me, I just want to go on the beach and I just, you know, take my shoes off and have some rest, you know, from everything else. But, you know, our society, I mean, we are so comfortable. You know, right now, I mean, you know, we can just go to the store and grab whatever we want. If we're hungry, we just go to the refrigerator. You know, obviously, you know, there are other countries that do not have those same luxuries that we do. Now, what does, and we're going to end here with you. What is your perspective on what is it that the United States of America needs to do in order to protect our constitution, in order to keep our society where it needs to be?
That word need, I'm going to replace it with desire.
Okay.
And you look at what the U.S. was actually founded on. Now, the word God, right? And this turns a lot of people off because there's a misunderstanding of what this country was founded on and what we are as human beings, right? When we wake up every day, this is a global conversation. When people wake up every day, we're all looking for the same thing, right? We're looking to feel good about ourselves. We're looking to feel validated. Our purpose, why am I here, right? Mm-hmm. I believe this really goes around one word, and it's love.
Yeah.
Right. When you have that love in your heart, this is the game changer right here.
Mm-hmm.
This, now we'll just break this down Barney style here. Mm-hmm. Love changes how you feel about yourself. Now, when you know not only who you are, but what you were created to be, you don't go outside of yourself looking for that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You begin to confide in yourself more. Right. The very thing this country was founded on, God, and those principles within the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now you get, you have some value to bring to others because you've begun to love and lead yourself. If you get validation, that's extra, but you don't need it in the first place to be the person you are. And I think we've spent so much time, not only as a country, but as individuals, chasing the wrong things, chasing the outside.
Yeah.
Right. Taking things at lip service. Right. One thing I remember learning in university was just because I'm your professor doesn't mean what I'm telling you is the truth. Do your own due diligence to go find the truth for yourself. Because, cliche, the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's the only constant that we have in our entire life is the truth. Everything else is just ideas. And so what the U.S. needs, what our nation needs, what is back to this desire, this expression of what we are as human beings, and being able to practice these things here in the U.S., we have the ability to practice that right as individuals. But not very many people have the courage to practice their own self-mastery.
Mm-hmm.
To become the best versions of themselves. And this is what's made this country great from the get-go. Now, everybody's made mistakes and has problems, but to move through those and to recognize, to keep moving forward and finding the good in all things, right? And to not forget that we are one of the few countries in this entire world that gets to practice this. Individuality of becoming the best versions of ourselves. I believe this is the thing that will is what we need, is this love. And for the people who have stepped up, the influencers, the leaders that have led themselves to lead others, to step up, to collectively come together and to bring it, to help bring the nation back to what it was founded on.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's all about staying in tune with that perspective. I love both of you guys' perspective. I think it's definitely spot on. And I pray to God that we can keep our consciousness where it's supposed to be. That we may keep our energies to help our communities in a good way, to remain conscious of what exactly is going on and make good decisions, you know, as parents. Obviously, Mark, you're a grandpa, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you look like 42 years old, man. You're way too young. You're way too young to be a grandpa.
Thank you. I'm happy to be young. I can play with them.
That's fantastic. And you see, this is the happiness, you know, this is the happiness that we want to have, you know, in our lives, you know, for our country, because it is where we live. And we want to leave this country great, you know, for those that are going, our children and our posterity. So thank you so much, guys. I definitely appreciate both of you for being here. And remember, go to www.internal-awakening.com if you want to find out more about LeTroy and Mark. And we will go ahead and see you guys next time. And thank you for watching The Nacho Show. Remember, every Thursday at 10 a.m., we will see you here. Peace out.